to make each step yourself. May your each step be the genuine step. What a waste to look off. What a pity to veer off in some other direction. You walk the path step by step, firmly, with noble urgency. Yesterday we talked about your aim and the first line of the Hotsuganmon, I vow one with all being. You must make your own commitment. Make it your own, pure and unmixed. The aim of practice, the way-seeking mind, Bodaishin. You are headed in the direction straight and very surely, the direction where you will be able to say for yourself, there was never anything to be worried about. The peace of mind that you aim for, enlightened mind, is already from the start, right now, right here. You are sitting right in the big middle of peace of mind. But first and foremost, before my own peace of mind, I vow not to cross over to the other shore before all beings have crossed. Bodhi mind. All beings, all being. That takes care of everybody. No one, nothing is excluded. I am here doing this practice, this one doing, to save all beings. This is my vow. I am determined. Having made this vow, you're awakened to Bodhi mind. From the beginning, I take my first step to save all beings. Some of you may wonder and ask if it isn't really the other way around. You may think that once I myself have finally attained peace of mind, only then can the feeling arise that I want all others to know this same peace. Only then can I really get into the task of working for others. You may think that as long as you yourself are still confused and upset, can you really save anybody else? In your present state, can you really help anybody else? Can you really be here for others? But that's only the way it seems to you now. All the Buddhas and ancient teachers who have themselves made the vow and have attained enlightenment are guiding us with this advice. Make up your mind to be of use to others, to be of use to all beings, to put others before any idea of yourself. The vow to save all beings comes before struggling to take care of your own small self. This is the teaching of all those who have crossed before us. I vow not to cross over to the other shore before all beings have crossed. I will be here completely for others. I want to be of use to all others. I will work in this way. Do not put others first. Using using others as a stepping stone to get to the good place first. How stingy and how unreal. Vow to be the stepping stone. Vow to be that very most bottommost base stone where others can step. Please, everyone, go ahead. May you quickly reach the place of peace. I think that all of you here are here with the attitude, are here with the desire to work for others. That's the true ichitante, this one doing. My practice is shikantaza. If you are doing shikantaza, you have let go of self-clinging. It's letting go of ego self for the well-being of all beings, to protect all beings. This is what you're doing with this one doing. I am counting this breath, this one complete breath, just one whole doing. You give yourself to this breath. That's, I vow not to cross over to the other shore of enlightenment until all beings have crossed. If this is your practice, the base of your practice, then each step you make is correct. You're not trying to get there first. You open your palms wide. Release the hold on self, showing the way to others. Please, go ahead. Even to the small child, go ahead. To awaken to Bodhi mind means to vow not to cross over to the other shore before all beings have crossed. Whether layperson or monk, whether celestial being or human, whether subject to pain or to peace, all beings should quickly make this vow. Grasping nothing, letting go of self-clinging, not holding back, not hesitating, making no excuses, making no conditions. You give yourself to this one step for the sake of all beings. The other day in Gyocha, I told you about the little baby cockroach. I had left a steamed bun in my room uneaten, and when I left to go on a short trip, I packed the bun in my bag and planned to eat it on the road. But when I pulled it out of the bag in the car, out crawled a tiny baby, a cute little cockroach. I didn't want to put him out of the car and abandon him in a strange place where he might find himself lost and lonely without his mother and father and brothers and sisters. So I put him back, wrapping him loosely up in paper with the bun. I put him back into my bag, saying, you come on this trip with me. I was busy all that day, not thinking about the little bug, but doing the many errands that I had to do. But as soon as I returned to Bukokuji and to my room, I opened the paper with the bun in it to find that he wasn't crushed, hadn't been crushed. I was very glad. I apologized for dragging him off on that long, tiring journey, and I let him go together with the bun. I put him back on my desk just as they had been. Go ahead, little one. Then I sat down on this side of the room to do what I needed to do. And when I looked down right away, there was the little cockroach right beside me. He had followed me back and was sitting right in front of my knees. He appeared to have his head bowed, and he was wiggling his little arms and legs there, as if dancing, as if to say, thank you. Thank you for caring for me. Thank you for guarding me this day. He was right before me there. I put him back on the desk with his bread, and I went back to what I was doing. But again, soon, right away, I looked down to see that he had followed me back, and he was standing in front of my knees again. He wasn't actually standing. He was, again, doing this little dance of gratitude. You treated me with care. You didn't crush me on sight. I told my nephew about this little cockroach, and my nephew in his 30s, he's not a child, but he said, I would have crushed the thing then and there. The little insect seemed to be saying thank you. You treated me with the care, taking care of me, just like each and every one little being is important. You treated me just like every little being deserves to be cared for. He was really waving his little arms and legs. I took him back to his bread again, saying, I understand what you're saying. It's okay. It's okay. He didn't come back again. He must have gone back to his mother. Just because it's a cockroach, it's not to be something to be treated like a lowly creep. All being is Buddha. All being. Nothing is left out. May all being be saved. How joyful. Shakyamuni Buddha gave his life for the liberation of all beings. All. He gave his all, dedicated his being to the salvation of all beings. The fruit, the crystallization of that one step, one doing, is ultimate liberation. Shakyamuni Buddha had no thought of practicing for himself. And so he could say, how wonderful, how wonderful. All beings are Buddha, Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. All being is Buddha. Nothing is in excess, nothing is excluded, nothing is insignificant, nothing is incidental. The truth that you seek, the very wellspring of your life, perfect virtue, complete merit. The truth that you seek is in every single thing you encounter. The truth that you seek is in every single thing that you encounter. Together with the grasses, the trees, the great earth, I attain the way. The grasses, a single weed of grass, the trees, all beings attain the Buddha way. All being is giving its all, dedicating its everything to all being. Each and every thing wholly supporting all being. Each and every being is totally helping, saving, supporting all being. So there's no need to do anything. No need. Just make this one step without looking off. Give your all. Everyone should quickly make the vow not to cross over to the other shore before all beings have crossed. Though of humble appearance, a person who has awakened to Bodhi mind is already the teacher of all humankind. Even a little girl of 7 becomes the teacher of the 4 classes of seekers of the way, and the compassionate mother of all beings. For in the Buddha way, men and women are completely equal. This is one of the highest principles of the way. With noble urgency, practice with noble urgency. Give your everything. Then your everything, your everything is not the small ego self that this is not all it is that you have to give. This is not what you're giving. For that small ego idea is from the first non-existent. You are opening up and letting go of that notion. So everything is good. All is well. Your each step manifests the highest principle of the way. After having awakened to Bodhi mind, even wandering in the 6 realms of existence and the 4 forms of life becomes an opportunity to practice the altruistic vow. So you have no need to worry or to be concerned. Just do this one doing, step this one step. Therefore, even though up to now you may have vainly idled your time away, you should quickly make this vow while there is still time. Though you may have acquired sufficient merit to realize Buddhahood, you should place that merit at the disposal of all beings in order that they may realize the way. From time immemorial, there have been those who have sacrificed their own enlightenment in order that they might be of benefit to all beings, helping them to cross over first to the other shore. Earnestly, steadily, do your practice. Because the practice that you earnestly and steadily do is cultivating itself. Your practice feeds itself, becomes stronger. The practice is practicing. Your one breath, your each step is cultivated within the great vow. Your practice nurtures your vow. Your vow nurtures your practice. You give your life to this one step. You do this one doing nobly. It's very direct. You know all that you need to know in order to practice in earnest, in order to practice correctly. Check your posture. The backbone is stretched tall. You're centered, settled in your tanden. From the tanden you do this one doing. From the tanden you step this one step. Your breathing is naturally deep. No notice is given to the upper body. The upper body with which we so tend to identify with I, me, mine. And no matter what arises, neither grasp it, nor reject it. let go. You are opening your palms wide and letting go. And letting go. This one doing from the Tanden. In this way, you come to me and say, I am counting the breath. I am following the breath. In this way, Shkantaza, Muji, the sound of one hand. Whatever you practice, do it the way you have been shown. Practice from your belly, just as you are shown. You are depending upon no one to step this one step. You're sacrificing your life doing this one doing. Hold nothing back and don't hesitate. Do it. Yes, do it. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.